Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Day, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:46 on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Healthcare vote delayed after Senator John McCain suffers blood clot.
Two.
One man dead after several shootings over the weekend in Wichita.
One.
More than a dozen people displaced by apartment fire in northwest Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, we've got a stalled out vehicle. Potential traffic hazard in a high traffic area this time of morning. This is on southbound I-135, just east of North Broadway. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot again today with a high of 95 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 73. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny and hot. And tomorrow's high 96. Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. And we have a south wind at 3 miles per hour. Are you ready for golf, boating? All the outdoor activities that come with this time of year, known as summer?
Yes.
Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 6:47, Steve and Ted, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is in the building now.
Morning.
Good morning, Don. Florida man who authorities say called 911 nearly 100 times in one day has been arrested. Clearwater police said in a Facebook post that Michael Mott called the department's communication center 98 times Monday. They say Mott was trying to get money that was seized during a drug arrest in January.
Okay.
Police say Mott used two phones to make the calls, even made calls in front of an officer who responded.
He must have been high.
Authorities say Mott has tied up valuable resources that were meant to help citizens in need. Mott was charged with making harassing telephone calls.
Nice.
I hope they took his cell phone away from him. Or else he could just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Right? Steve and Ted, a WichitaPerks.com poll. The last poll we did was the Senate looking at a new health care bill. And what will likely happen, 9% said some consensus will be reached. The new bill will have enough support from Republicans and Democrats to pass.
Huh. That's rosy.
9%, 1 in 10 almost. 17% said Senate Republicans will come together and pass the new bill. And Senate Republicans won't get enough support to pass a bill, 74%. So it would appear that Americans are
more likely.
Our people that we surveyed are pretty skeptical about what's going to happen with health care. That's Wichita, Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll at our website, KNSSradio.com. Today's question, summer vacations. How far will you travel this year, or did you travel? Out of the country, out of state, in Kansas, but not more than 50 miles away.
Or out of your mind.
Or I'm having a staycation. You didn't go anywhere.
Huh. Hi.
Out of your mind?
Yeah. Like the guy who called 911 97 times.
He was. He wanted to get his dope money back, okay?
Staycation. That is the saddest option on that list.
Sounds cool.
So far, I haven't got anywhere.
Had a week off. What'd you do? I stayed here in Wichita.
How about you,
Whoa.
Ted?
Wow.
Where have you gone this summer, Ted? You got plans?
Not yet.
You're going to the coast?
Are you
going
to do a staycation?
I wish.
A staycation.
Hmm. I hope not.
Yeah.
Several. If I get time off, I'm leaving.
You're out of here.
Several major stock indexes are riding new highs. Gains by big technology and healthcare companies pushed stocks modestly higher Friday. The S&P 500, the Dow, and Russell 2000 index of smaller company stocks each set records as the market posted its third straight day of gains. I'm worried. That's too many. The S&P 500 gained 11, Dow rose 84, NASDAQ added 38 points, and the Russell 2000 picked up 3. So stock market continues to go up.
Humming along.
Oil futures moved higher. Benchmark U.S. crude rose 46 cents to settle at $46.50 54 cents a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. U.S. officials say the Trump administration is pushing ahead with Obama-era plans to create an independent military cyber command in hopes of intensifying America's ability to wage cyber war against the Islamic State group and other foes. Currently, the Cyber Command, which was created in 2009, is essentially part of the National Security Agency.
I was going to say, we should have been on this about 15 years ago.
Yeah, the current plan, though, would break it off into an independent command. They want it to be separate and independent.
Well, part of the cyber.
Yeah, it'll become a new member of our bureaucracy.
Yeah, one more.
Separate entity. And
get their own logo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And have stationary.
A cyborg.
A boat that fuels itself is setting off around the world from Paris on a six-year journey that its designers hope will serve as a model for emission-free energy networks of the future. Okay, Energy Observer will use its solar panels, wind turbines, and hydrogen fuel cell system to power its trip. Boat heads off Saturday from Paris toward the Atlantic, where they'll get in the ocean, and away it will go. I hope it stores up some
going very
energy.
Slowly for 6 years.
Yeah,
if they're not in a hurry.
They hit a big storm. I hope they got some energy stored up in there. I'm sure they have.
Did you read recently there's some hydrogen car? There's a hydrogen car out there already?
Have not.
Can you imagine getting in a bumper, getting in a little wreck with one of those?
Well, you think it would be like the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity.
Let's be well protected. Jad knows something about it, I'm sure.
No.
What, the hydrogen fuel cell?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to explode.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. Not violently like that, no.
Okay.
It'll just kind of go like that.
Yeah. I mean, probably no more than, say a gasoline fuel tank will explode.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you're probably
no,
right.
No, I'm not. I'm kind of leery of using the word gender in the same sentence with Don Grant, but gender...
It's because I'm gender neutral. I'm gender neutral. Is that what you're saying?
Who knows?
Well, that's quite a compliment.
What's going on here?
Why, thank
gender
you.
And financial acumen. Don Grant, yes. CFP, the money tracker. Don?
You're not even sure what acumen means.
I have no idea.
It's got the word men in it, so something must be wrong with it. During a recent set of meetings with a bunch of other financial planners, I learned that the other planners' experiences, they have the same experiences that I have. Men seem to handle the money in most households. And in spite of advanced degrees, business ownership, and tremendous intellect of women in the household, women often are in the dark regarding family finances. Now, comparing notes with others from across the country, the other advisors told me that many of their married female clients were not sure whether they had retirement accounts. If they knew that, they didn't know how it was invested or how much was in those accounts. They often didn't know whether their homes were owned in trust or if they even had wills or trusts. Well, where does this come from? It's easy to chalk it up to socialization, as men believe that they should provide and handle all the big money in a family. I don't know the origins, but I do know that it needs to change. Both spouses need to know about family finances, as they will both depend upon them after they retire. And that fiscal responsibility needs to be taught to our kids as well. Now, as a child, I never knew how much my father made at his job. And my mom was a teacher who worked periodically throughout my upbringing. I didn't know what she made either. However, we did learn about budgeting and saving. It wasn't until I was an ensign in the Navy when a concerned captain taught us young officers about the magic of compound interest, and that stuck for me. Well, when a parent teaches fiscal responsibility, savings, investing, and most of all, living within one's means, that parent gives their child the confidence to understand and embrace money rather than to become a victim of its misuse. The most important concept is teaching your kids financial trade-offs. Kids need to understand wants versus needs and consumptive spending versus long-range investing for the future. Parents don't need to share the size of their paychecks, but they can give their kids, particularly the girls, the advantage of a high-level picture of how their family fares with money. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
I've talked to business people over the years and say, we really should have some sort of a curriculum in the public schools just to teach kids the basics.
Well, there actually is, believe it or not. Yeah. And it's mandated. Senate Bill 74 back in 2004. Was passed and it does but it's worked into other curricula because they're already overwhelmed with what they need to teach, but it's worked in there.
Well, and when I was in high school, there was a class that I thought was kind of a PUD course, and I was going to, it was good looking girls in there,
Yeah.
It was called Home and Family Living, and they had some of that basic stuff that was very valuable.
I was kind of surprised. It's extremely valuable.
Yeah.
If it's not being passed on by the family, then it needs to come from somewhere.
Okay, so today is Global Hug Your Kid Day.
Oh, I'll do that.
I'll do that, too. I'll just loan one of my kids to Ted, and he can hug.
Can I hug somebody else's kid?
That probably would not be a good idea.
Make sure you ask first.
If she's 18.
You better ask first. Could be.
Hey, it's hug your kid. You're not my kid, but hey, you're kind of cute. Get over here. Let's hug.
Not hug a kid. It's hug your kid day. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 6:56, okay. Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. More than a dozen people displaced by apartment fire in northwest Wichita. One firefighter, minor injuries. We've got the story coming up at 7 on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.